Today's monster quake struck without warning. It was so powerful, and instruments are now so sensitive, scientists were able to detect it from half a world away. But as Justin Hayward reports tonight, despite ever-increasing knowledge about how quakes and tsunamis happen, they're no easier to predict.
So I can see already that the shaking has affected multiple circuits.
At the University of Manitoba, earthquake seismologist Andrew Fredrickson looks at data gathered last night. 10 minutes after the earthquake struck Japan, his instruments knew what had happened.
So what we've actually recorded here isn't the earthquake itself. It's a very large, it's a large wave produced by the earthquake, and it's traveled through the Earth's interior to get to us.
Fredrickson can see it was a big quake, and it was. Magnitude 8.9 makes it the largest in Japan's history. In Quebec City, Professor Paul Glover of Laval University has been watching closely.
I think like anybody, I felt very, very shocked.
Glover's very familiar with the city of Sendai. He worked there for 2 years, and now with the Japanese city taking the bulk of the damage from the tsunami, he's worried for his friends and colleagues.
You have contacts over there that you feel very... That you care about.
Glover studies petrophysics. He says just off Japan's coast, two slabs of the Earth's crust meet. The Pacific plate slides under the Eurasian plate, and it doesn't go smoothly.
It sticks and it slips fairly frequently, so you get lots of small earthquakes. But on this particular occasion, it's done it in one big jump, and that's what's caused the big earthquake.
Glover says there were several quakes off the coast of Honshu, some quite strong, in the week leading up to last night's disaster. But he says that's no proof a bigger quake is coming.
The ability to predict an earthquake would be rather nice. The trouble is that a major earthquake, the main earthquake, is only defined by its size. And so we don't know whether or not, having had one, there's going to be a bigger one that comes afterwards or not.
Scientists say despite several catastrophic earthquakes in the last couple of years, it's not a trend, it's only chance. And they say the west coast of Canada isn't immune. In fact, prehistoric evidence in coastal bogs shows it's happened before. Marc Durand is a retired geophysicist.
Un ami qui a balayé la côte et qui a laissé des dépôts marins à des altitudes assez élevées.
Durand says they've found deposits from a prehistoric tsunami 30 meters above sea level. Proof a magnitude 8 quake has hit in the past. What they can't say is when it will happen again. Justin Hayward, CBC News, Montreal.